Well, no decision changed because they hadn't made a decision until early this morning. And the process from last night was that I got up about 5 o'clock this morning and started to write out a memorandum to our owners, coaches, players, explaining what I felt we had just been through in the last 48 hours and how that affected what we should do this weekend. And then, having done that, I discussed it early this morning with Wellington Mara, and then later with Dan Rooney, and then with Gene Upshaw. And Gene and I had spoken late last night, and I knew that he was having a conference call with the players. And so we had discussed late last night the probability that what we needed to do this morning was have Gene and myself and three of our owners who have had long involvement in the National Football League in many, many different roles on a conference call with Gene and myself and Harold Henderson, the head of our Labor Management Council group. And those three owners were Dan Rooney, Wellington Mara, and Jerry Richardson. And we spoke this morning, and it was really a coalescence coming together of ideas and perspectives. And on that call, I said that for the first time, that my decision is that we're not playing any of the games. And I said, it sounds like each of you would unanimously support that. They all said they would. Told them that I was going to speak with a larger group of owners in a few minutes, and I would tell those owners of my decision. I would expect unanimous support from those owners, and that was forthcoming very, very quickly, and that was the process.
Can you describe the fervor, if that's the right word, Commissioner, of Gene Upshaw in talking about the players? We've heard from many player reps today, not only just rank-and-file players, but player reps. Can you describe the weight of that call from Gene last night and again today?
Well, I don't know that it was fervor. We've all been stricken with grief. We've all been focusing on the magnitude of the loss of life of innocent citizens and the despicable character of these acts. And on Tuesday, Gene and I spoke early in the morning, right after the two aircraft went into the World Trade Center, and even before the attack on the Pentagon. And much of that conversation was about the safety and security of his employees, his family, the safety and security of our employees, their families. So the first 24 hours really had more to do with the loss of life of innocent citizens, the pain, and what we were trying to deal with within our own NFL family, where employees have lost their spouses, and within the Players Association family and the largest circle of NFL players. It was really only yesterday that we started to have clear thoughts on what our alternatives were, what the short list of possibilities was. We immediately concluded that the Jets and Giants couldn't play because they were so immediately affected, the players and the fans. And the likelihood of the Redskins playing in Washington was very remote from the beginning. So it really came down to whether there was some way and whether it would be wise to not have the Jets, Giants, and Redskins playing and the rest of the league playing. And maybe that would send a positive message that, yes, we know that we have many priorities. In some respects, they include deferring to teams who have been the most immediately impacted, but as a nation and as a league and as individuals, we have to be resolute and go forward. This morning we concluded that the more sensible and appropriate thing was that nobody would play.
Commissioner, the White House obviously has, to say what they have on their hands, we you and I cannot really describe it. Did you ever have a chance to speak with the president, or if not, Who did you or the league talk to in the White House?
Neither I nor anyone on my staff ever spoke to the president, nor did we try to. We felt that the president's priorities were enormous and his responsibilities as commander-in-chief were enormous. So we have a real small piece of the world. Some of our staff did speak with the White House staff, but mostly to determine the timing of announcements by the president. When would the Day of Remembrance be? We understood all along that we had a decision to make that would be our decision, and certainly it had to be consistent with the president's direction given to the whole nation, not given to us. The president's direction given to the whole nation, and we feel that's what we've done.
Commissioner, you know, it takes most of us, or I'm sure you yourself being in New York and you can see it right out your window, or as you go to work and you live in New York as well, a long time to even comprehend what actually happened. Forget the decision that the National Football League might have to make. So 48 hours in some ways is a very short time. To others, it took to Thursday. For those that ask, why so long? Is it sometimes it's better to get as much input and to really think about things before going forward? I mean, what was your process? And because some would say, well, it took a little while. Obviously, you don't feel that. You made the correct call.
Well, most of the Fed were focused on individual mm-hmm. employees, and particularly those who had loved ones, spouses, brothers, sisters missing in action here in the World Trade Center or in the Pentagon. And we have some such employees whose spouses are missing to this point. And I felt it was my responsibility to care for those employees and make certain our organization was doing that. And that really was well into the night. Early Wednesday morning. So we really began this yesterday morning focusing on the games and brought it to conclusion within about 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And that was certainly timely in terms of our schedule.
You and I have spoken before that we can all learn from history. Unfortunately, this is history that we are learning from in an unbelievable fashion, very recent history. I only ask this in the context because it had to be in some small part, maybe. What a man that you respect greatly, Pete Rozelle, said again that he wishes, and no one faults him for a decision in 1963, he wishes it had been different. What small part, what part, if at all, did it play in seeding this thing out?
Pete's decision on playing after President Kennedy's assassination was really at the backdrop. Certainly everything he's done is part of what I think of. But the circumstances here were so extraordinarily different, unprecedented, particularly in the magnitude of the loss of life of thousands, apparently thousands of innocent civilians. So I tried to approach it in that way. I got some very good advice and perspective, I think, from Governor Pataki, who's here with Mayor Giuliani in New York, and his perspective was, among other things, that yes, we need to be resolute and strong and not be intimidated, but we also need to pause and pay attention to our neighbors and even strangers in their times of extraordinary need, and then we can move on and have football games. And I think the players felt that way, owners did, and that was essentially the conclusion that we reached.
You know better than all of us, you've been commissioner for 12 years, the social, dare I say, social responsibility or also the part of social fabric that the National Football League has. You made a decision today in the best interests of the league as it pertains to the United States and its people in healing. Did you know, kind of, deep down, that what you decided would impact pretty much everything else, at least in the sporting world?
We assumed that, and I learned that from Pete, that what the NFL does is lead. But I also know from Pete's experience and my own that you can never go wrong if you talk to other wise people, and that includes, as I say, people like Governor Pataki and Bud Selig, whose perspective was invaluable.